Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, Ben, just past 6 o'clock on Friday morning. 25th day of July, 2025. 7/25/25.
Ooh.
She's Michaela Gorton. He's Adrian Hernandez. You guys okay? Feels like we're limping to the finish a little bit. Michaela's got a great story.
Good.
Adrian just finally got some rest.
Yeah.
Finally. Got some nice little Z's.
Yeah?
We'll add on to that after this. After today.
Did you go to bed early?
A little early, yeah.
Was it busy for you? For everybody who doesn't understand, Adrian's, we all have other lives. Not like lives outside of work, but like we got like second gigs.
Yeah.
Outside of here. We've got other stuff that we do. Michaela is a singer. Adrian has a podcast with 100,000 subscribers. Woo! How many is that up to now?
We're about to crack 125,000 on YouTube.
That's
so super, super dope. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Good for you, babe.
I thought you'd say 110, maybe.
Nope, 125.
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
You know how you say that to your friends when you're super happy, you don't know what else to say?
Yes, you tell them to shut up.
Just stop. Never speak again. That's fantastic. But Adrian, so it's this pro wrestling podcast called The Unlikely Pod with Adrian Hernandez. Mm-hmm. So I assume it was a very, even though you are part of that new school, you know, that hates Hulk Hogan, even though he passed away yesterday. So was that a big day for you?
Oh, yeah, it was a busy day. I had to turn down BBC News.
No way.
What are you talking about?
I've been on,
Hold on
the BBC.
125,000 and he's blowing off the BBC.
Yeah. Apparently, I am a wrestling expert, and they wanted my opinion, but
yes.
I didn't think it was, I didn't want to fake the funk, as the kids like to say. So I decided, no, I don't want to do that. I'll let someone else get that opportunity to talk about it. Because another reason I dislike Hulk Hogan for some of his actions that he's taken outside of the ring, yeah. But also as a 32-year-old, his prime and his stuff, I didn't live through that.
Right.
So to take everything in totality, yeah. You get to take the good and the bad.
Of course.
Good for you, babe.
Because no, I remember my childhood when he returned, obviously he was in his 50s. I was just confused. I was like, yo, everybody loves this guy. He only does three things.
Yeah,
he talks
about
vitamins. So I wasn't of that fandom of being like, oh, he's the greatest. I was like,
he only does three things. Where are the options on this thing? Where's
Did
turbo?
He say vitamins?
Yeah, which button is turbo boost on this guy?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He punches people and he does a leg drop. Oh, yeah, and he says brother. So I was just confused. But I didn't think that was... You know, you gotta come correct and to be able to have that full landscape. I didn't want to come to a negative approach to it. So,
did you mention that to them? Did you go, hey, I don't have a lot of good things to say about him?
Yeah, and I don't think, again, I remember yesterday when you asked me the first thing, I was like, hey, man, I was raised not to say negative things. I'm not trying to do
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, I turned it down. But it was amazing and very humbling because, you know, the BBC News over there in Europe,
come
the
on,
CNN,
bro. Those, yeah, no, that's big.
So that was super dope. Well, but it was a busy day with all the news.
Or something that has ratings. But I'm joking.
Spicy chat.
I'm always joking. It's always just jokes. Well, good. No, good for you. Then, Michaela, by the way, shout out to everybody. Beyonce weekend.
Yes.
You know?
They're saying Viva Las Vegas. Right. Everyone's ready.
And then they brought everybody out for line dance last
yes!
night.
Dude, I was there.
Was that at Toshiba?
It was outside of Absinthe in the little garden that's outside of where Absinthe is. Yeah, at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah. So what were you doing down there?
We got family in town. We went to the Bacchanal. So we saw everybody walking around with cowboy hats and stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Michaela's got family in town too, basically.
Basically.
All of your singer buddies are here for either Kelly Clarkson or Beyonce.
Yeah, so I sang last night at Fountain Blue. And the thing I like about this little room is that my friends will come and visit me wherever they're coming from. So last night, a couple of my friends are doing backup vocals for Beyonce and for Kelly Clarkson. And of course, they're all friends. So they came through last night. They hopped on stage. They sang a couple songs together. They harmonized with each other. It was just such a crazy vibe. And, you know, look, here's the thing. It's like not even a flex. It's like we all grew up together in LA, all wanting these things to be like the goal.
Yeah.
So when our friends came through yesterday, it was just so exciting. Like my girl Dani is singing for Beyonce. And we're like, girl, what is life? And she was like, I don't even know. And then she hopped up on stage and like sang her vocals down. And everyone was like, oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why she's doing that.
Yeah.
That's why she's doing that and we're doing this.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just such a good vibe. Everyone's so excited for Beyonce. And finally last night at almost 2 a.m., I was like, you guys, you can keep jamming without me. I have to go.
I have to be somewhere at 6 in the morning.
See ya, baby. And they're like, okay, bye. They just kept singing. So it was awesome.
Yeah. I watched the Aces lose and went to bed early. So that was, yeah, no, that was.
Yes!
Yeah, for everybody, everybody is so excited for Beyonce weekend. Let's start with this. Friday, Chet Buchanan Show. Let's get it. So his deal is that obviously he came from, well, not obviously, but he came from TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the way, that's kind of the way you do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
He came from TikTok. He's 20 years old. But it's funny because now there's a song on the radio and, you know, and things are starting to roll a little bit for him. But still, in a couple of weeks, his next show is a couple of weeks playing like a brew pub in Victoria, Canada.
Oh, my God. I love it.
You know, and then he goes to Japan.
Crazy.
To play, you know, to play some other Expo 70 commemorative park. I don't even know. But the internet has gotten a little excited.
Yeah.
Because the girlies dig him because he's a good looking guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he sounds great.
This somber. Yeah, and he's got that old 70s vibe, you know, this little, so he's
little
swag. Earthy. Yeah, so all the little girlies are excited. And if you've heard of Addison Rae, she is in the video for a song that they dropped yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's making a big deal. Like, are they doing it?
Oh, I love that.
And my guess is probably, but you know.
What the first pick?
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I would wish that for both of them.
Totally. Listen, I like Addison Rae. She's doing the whole like Lana Del Rey, being mentored by Lana Del Rey.
Oh, no, they're very much that.
Yeah, yeah. Together. So these two vibes would be hot together.
Yeah, why not? Who's on the phone right now, Adrian?
It'll be Monique Wagner from Sandy Valley.
Oh, my goodness. How is life in Sandy Valley today?
Doing wonderful.
Good.
No talk.
Some simple questions for you.
Okay.
Is this weird? Ask a bunch of people. Everybody always thinks they're weird in some way, right?
Yeah.
So he said, what makes you weird? And I just want to ask, scooping your peanut butter out of the jar with a spoon and then spreading it with the backside of the spoon on your bread. Is that weird?
A little bit. I mean, it's a little bit unique, but I mean, is it out of the ordinary? If you happen to have not a knife, then that sounds kind of logical.
Michaela, spreading peanut butter with a spoon.
Not conventional.
So yes, weird.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. Adrian, weird or not weird? Those are your choices.
Weird.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. A little bit. And you run great risk of tearing your bread.
1,000%.
You know what I'm saying?
Percent.
Like how many
especially
times?
If it's the crunchy peanut butter, it's over.
Oh, forget about it. Nightmare. Yeah.
Bread who?
White bread? No, see you later.
Yep.
Doesn't stand a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. How many times do you have to do that before you figure out, get a knife?
Yeah.
Get a knife.
I don't like milk, so I eat cereal with a fork. They still pour milk on the cereal, but they don't like the milk itself. So they eat their cereal with a fork. Weird or not weird, Monique?
Weird.
Michaela.
Definitely weird.
Weird.
Adrian.
Weird.
Okay.
You don't think so weird?
I see this.
That's weird.
Now, I am a great aficionado of, I love the milk in the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah.
And honestly, I like my cereal soggy.
Same.
I'm good with all of that. When I was a stepdad, one of the girls would never drink the milk in the bowl. And I thought it was so odd. She goes, I don't like the juice. And it was like, what juice?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What juice? The moo juice? The cow juice?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
The moose.
I don't like the juice. I say bless you to myself. Right on cue, Monique. I say bless you to myself after sneezing. Weird, not weird, Monique.
Not weird.
Michaela?
Not weird.
Really?
No
I'm
way.
So on the island today. Adrian. Weird, not weird. You say bless you to yourself after sneezing.
Not weird.
I'll do it for comedic effect.
Yeah.
But not, no. You don't bless yourself.
Well, you bless other people when
That's
they sneeze.
That's right. You bless others.
Yeah, you better be
you don't bless
yourself.
No, you bless others. Yourself,
I'm going to do a sign of the cross while I'm at it now. Get that extra blessing.
Do you not hear the music? I realize I'm on the wrong side. I'm on the wrong side of history on this one.
Yeah.
Along apparently with the eating cereal with a fork.
Yes.
To be fair, I do that just because as a dad, because I'm trying to teach my kid to say it.
Oh, you bless yourself.
So that's why I say it out loud so that he knows to do it for other people.
To me, this is a related topic. Okay. I like my own social media posts.
Oh.
Monique, weird or not weird, liking your own social media posts?
No, I would say not weird.
Oh,
I would say a lot of people probably do it, but I don't do it.
Michaela? Oh, but okay, wait. So you don't do it, but you don't think it's weird?
I feel that a lot of people like their own posts.
Right. Yeah, but okay, which is why I think they're weird, Michaela.
Wait, this is so funny to me. I do think it's weird, but I definitely like my own posts because I'm like, I have to like it so other people will like it.
Bless
Duh.
America. Adrian.
No, it's the weirdest of weird.
I agree. Thank you.
No so way. We if you're not going to like your own posts, why would anybody else?
I understand that thinking. But if I look down and somebody's made the post, right?
Yeah.
And then it says that they've liked
One
their
like,
own post, like
it's
you
their
weirdo.
Own yeah.
I really do. That is for me, that is the definition of weirdo.
I know. That's hilarious.
And I have a lot of friends that do it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
But I go, what's with you? It's almost narcissistic to me. Like, oh, this post is so good. But I also get the you got to vote for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're running for office,
yeah, if you're
you
asking people to share, like, and comment, you got to be willing to do it, too. So I
right?
do.
All right.
No, was it?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to like it. I'm not doing it, and I'm not going to like it. But that, I turn down the music so I can see better when I'm driving.
Oh, my God,
but
hilarious.
We all do that. We all know we do, yes. that. We do that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Friday morning, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Scientists, with all the news that with all the people, you know, all the Gen X, check on a Gen Xer today. Make sure they're okay, especially Gen X dudes. They're struggling. But with everything else that's been going on, that's been dominating headlines, scientists have discovered a sugar compound from deep sea bacteria that is destroying cancer cells in a dramatic way. It causes cancer cells to undergo a fiery form of cell death, essentially making them self-destruct. This could pave the way for new cancer treatments based on sugars from marine organisms, which, by the way, the part that I heard was that donuts will kill cancer, but I don't know.
I feel like I heard that.
Sugar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, once you said that, it's, yeah,
sugar,
donuts.
Sugar will kill cancer. I don't think that's quite it. But
it's good news
yeah.
to me.
But it's close. And
yeah, that's incredible.
The fact that they're allowing word to get out, because, you know, there's a lot of money in curing cancer.
Oh, 100%.
Fighting cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of money in cancer going away. You know, but maybe it's about time.
Yeah.
You know
God, I hope so. We lost a lot of people to cancer this year, so I hope so.
Mm-mm. And then there's this. Champ, the two-legged chihuahua. He detected signs of a heart attack in his owner by hugging his chest and whining. Like he just, it was weird that the dog just all of a sudden started clinging on to the guy's name's Andrew, started clinging on to Andrew's chest and just started whining. I don't believe, now I tried to figure out if this is something that Champ is trained to do, and I don't think so. I think Champ just knows.
Wow.
Which is amazing. So Andrew's wife was like, what the hell is this? And they decided to call for help, led to an emergency surgery. Despite his heart stopping twice during the procedure,
oh my God.
Andrew pulled through and is now recovering. The reason why Andrew's wife was like, hey, maybe Champ's onto something, is apparently this dude had brain cancer. And you know, sometimes your dog will... Now, look, you may just need to clean your ears.
Yeah.
But sometimes if your dog won't leave your ears alone or leave your nose alone, it's a sign. And you should at least just go talk to somebody. That Champ had discovered his brain cancer.
I mean, that's insane. I didn't know about the ears and the nose. I know that there have been situations where, like, dogs have, like, sniffed out and taken their owners to the... Well, the doctors have...
Yeah.
The owners have then gone to the doctor
because
they can smell like crazy.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Come on, little champion.
And not for nothing, if you believe in karma, good and or bad.
Yeah.
Andrew has 6 rescue chihuahuas.
Oh, my God.
All of them are special needs. Uh-huh. In one way or another.
Listen, he saved their life and they're saving his.
Pow. Mm-hmm. That's exactly to the sentence or to the syllable what I was going to say.
Yes.
It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Star.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7:02 Friday morning, the 25th day of July 2025. So I like the 25-25.
Yeah.
I like it. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. We were going to throw this into the good feeling stories of the day a second ago, but there was something that really hit home for us yesterday. Number one, you've got friends who sing with Kelly Clarkson in town.
Mm-hmm.
You've got friends, by the way, happy Beyonce, happy Cowboy Carter weekend to all the Beyonce fans that are fired up right now.
Fired up.
Yeah, and rightfully so. But you've got friends that sing with Beyonce.
Yeah.
And these are your people.
Yeah.
You all kind of came up in the business together.
Definitely.
And they think it's so cool that you're headlining, that you've got double residency in Vegas. You think it's cool that they're touring with, you know, with these big artists.
Yeah, with artists we looked up to.
Yeah.
You know, years ago. Listen, the goal was never for any of us to be famous. The goal is to just be able to feed ourselves doing what we love. And so, yeah, dude, seeing my friends of 20 years just like doing their thing, having fun, sticking to their goals, there's no feeling like it. And to be able to see them, I feel like my family's in town. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and you were just saying it kind of rejuvenated your soul.
It totally did. Yeah, listen, we need our people. And I feel like, at least for me, I like get so stuck in the hustle and the grind, I forget how much I need my people. And then I see them and I'm like, yeah, this is what life's about. What am I doing? Like, hi, love you guys, missed you.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
And singers get together and sing.
Yeah.
They're happiest when you can share somebody else's stage.
Absolutely. And share each other's joy. I'll tell you, when our friend got the backup gig for Beyonce, none of us even knew how to say congratulations. Yeah. Like, that's like...
And you all won.
We all win. One of us win, we all do. So I started telling people that I sing for Beyonce. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
no.
By extension.
No.
Sort of.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's a big win for all of us when we win.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Similarly, yeah, radio guys get together and talk radio.
Yeah.
You know, we just do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of because it's what we know, and that's our lives as well.
Well, and you appreciate the hustle and grind.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
All the way around.
So when someone wins, you're like,
phew. Well, and the other stuff that I do is not unlike that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going out hosting events, trying to get gigs with sports teams and, you know, and that kind of thing. It's, yeah, few are chosen. You know, many would like to do the gig. Very few get the opportunity. You know, doing my side hustle during the winter up in Seattle. you know, it's never lost on me that there's only 32 people that get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yesterday, a bunch of us met up for lunch because my best friend in town got a gig.
Yes.
And he's going to be leaving us.
Yeah.
His position got eliminated here in the building. And then, you know, and it was ups and downs for a little bit.
For sure.
You know, for me, on my side of it, it was like, dude, you're fine. It's only been a little bit. But he was starting to sweat it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, because, and especially with the way a lot of things are in the world right now, you wonder what's left for you and if you have to change.
100%.
You know?
And also with these gigs, it's very feast or famine. You're either like killing it or you're like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, no. And after he got the gig, but they hadn't announced the gig. They only announced the gig yesterday
mm-hmm.
that he got. But after he got the gig, but they hadn't announced it yet, he literally had like three people. Hey, man, you interested? And it was like, oh, sorry, I've already taken a position.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. My the great part about it, as we were leaving, one of my friends said, hey, are you okay? Because you didn't say a whole lot at lunch. You were, you know, everybody else was talking to you. You were just kind of sitting there. And I said, no, man, just taking it all in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just sometimes it's just great to sit and, like you said, be around your people and listen to what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude. I love that. Listen, the world, like we already know, it's so scary, crazy. Things are always coming in and out. These deaths that have been happening.
Oh, God.
So just to be able to celebrate for even 5 minutes with your people, there's nothing like it.
Mercury laughing in the microwave and all that kind of. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, the politics. It's great. So happy Friday. We'll play some Beyonce music for you here in a second. And in the meantime, you hear the music. P1s, you know what that means.
Woo.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. For like the third day in a row, a brand new champion.
Oh, I know.
Again yesterday, Natasha Medina just came in and just stomped all over everything.
She did.
She's awesome. And for the third day in a row, awesome new champion. It's okay. You know what I mean? We loved everybody that came before.
Totally.
Juan on Wednesday. Or no, Juan on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
And then Michelle Abada beat Juan. Then Natasha Medina beat Michelle Abada. And again, for the third day in a row, we got a new champion.
Yep.
702-364-9898. We like to do Champion's Choice. And Natasha from Spring Valley said that she would like to play for John Wick Experience tickets today. So if you would like to snatch those from her, first things first, you got to be caller number 25. It's 702-364-9898. Call now. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, y'all. It's Friday morning. Let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion coming back looking for win number two. The great and powerful Natasha Medina of Spring Valley. Hi, Natasha.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, she's fired up. I can feel it. It's good. I don't want to say this has a Harlem Globetrotters. Who are those guys, the Washington Generals that they play?
Yeah.
Who's our challenger?
Ryan Kessler from Red Rock.
Hey, Kess.
Yes.
How many times have you played this game?
I think twice.
Have you scored?
I've gotten crushed both times.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it though.
Yes.
He comes in there, takes a punch. Gets up off the mat, and here he comes again.
That's right. It's a real man.
Maybe third time's the charm. We'll see what happens. Well, you guys know how this works then. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call upon you, and you know why. Because you might not hear the other person get in before you and just blurt stuff out. And they might not know the answer, and you might be giving them the answer. So just hold your water until we call on you. And then your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Hey, champion Natasha. Why do we call her the commissioner?
Because her last name
is Gordon. Her last name is Gordon. That's why she's Commissioner Gordon, just like Batman. The one and only Michaela Gordon.
This legendary tennis player is engaged, and her sister Serena said she'll help throw that bridal shower. What's her name?
Ryan wants to take an early lead. My God.
Venus.
Is it Venus? We'll just take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, Venus Williams.
Yes. Williams.
Okay. Yes.
Venus Williams.
Yes. We knew you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Kessler goes up. By the way, your namesake, did you see what your namesake did? I'm obsessed because when I was a Vancouver Canucks fan, Ryan Kessler was number 17 for the Vancouver Canucks. Mm-hmm. He even at one point tried to market his own brand of underwear.
Oh.
And I walked up to Ryan Kessler at the NHL Awards when I was hosting the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And I said, bro, I'm wearing your underwear, which was weird. Which was super weird. Ryan.
Yeah, I could see that.
Ryan has now gone back to Michigan, where he's from, and he's coaching a youth hockey team. And a couple of weeks ago, he was at a game, and a guy hit a grand slam to win the game against his beloved Detroit Tigers. And a seemingly, maybe a little bit intoxicated Ryan Kessler caught the home run ball. And, of course, everybody yelled, throw it back, and he did.
Love it.
Yeah, and it was awesome. And everybody went, hey, that's Ryan Kessler.
Hey.
And I couldn't, and I'm glad that you called in today because I wanted to tell you about that. And the challenger, Ryan Kessler, goes up one zip.
This pop star is celebrating her 56th birthday in Turkey this weekend after sold-out shows.
Ryan. J-Lo.
Are we talking about J-Lo in Turkey doing... Who knows that besides Michaela and Ryan Kessler?
I didn't finish the question and he like killed it. Good job, Ryan.
Oh boy, Natasha.
I'm nervous. He's
Ryan,
I know.
Ryan too. Natasha Squadoosh.
This singer has announced pop-up shows in New York, L.A., and Kansas City, where she'll perform hits like Good Luck, Babe, and Pink Pony Club. What's her name?
Natasha, to get back into it.
Chapel Roan.
Are we both laughing at Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm sorry for
random. Why Kansas City? Do you know?
I don't even know. Those were the only three places.
Is she from there?
I think she might be from Kansas City.
She might be.
I think so. Yeah. And that's
really
what it was.
Funny.
It was like L.A., New York, and Kansas
City. Yeah, she's from Willard, Missouri. Okay, makes
Fair.
Sense.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. She's really barbecue.
And I was holding it back, and then Adrian laughed out loud, and it almost made me laugh out loud.
I know.
I'm like, ah!
Same, because I was like, it's so random. We got to throw it in.
All right, Ryan's got two. Natasha's got one.
This pop star is finishing her tour here in Vegas this weekend, and people are cheering.
Natasha for the tie.
Beyonce.
Yeah. Beyonce.
That's
for
right.
The tie.
Ooh,
we are tied at two. The next correct answer will determine, unless it's me, will determine our new champion.
This singer, best known for her acting role in Dukes of Hazzard, admitted to peeing her pants.
Ryan, for the win Ryan. And to become the new champion. What's your answer, sir?
Jessica Simpson.
Are we looking for Jessica Simpson? Game over, and once again, a brand new champion. And Ryan Kessler finally did it!
Let's go!
Finally!
Yes.
Representing the males of Nevada.
That's right. We don't get a lot of guys who win this game. Wow. Natasha, just like that, we barely got to know you.
Oh, you know what? Respect to Ryan.
Yeah.
And respect to you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Call back, sis.
We'll see you soon. Yeah, by the way, can we also have a round of applause for all of the contestants this week? They've been fantastic.
Woo!
They really have. Yeah, they've all been great. Thank you. Bye, Natasha.
Bye, Natasha.
Bye.
All right, Ryan Kessler on his third attempt finally becomes our brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We will give you two tickets to the John Wick Experience at Area 15, courtesy of Map 360. Yesterday when we gave those tickets away, I believe her name was Tiffany.
Oh my gosh.
I said, who are you taking with you? She said, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, from what I understand, You go through there and you it's like being, if you've seen the movies, it's like being at the Continental, and I think it's like an escape room, and you may have to fight your way out of there. And I said, well, maybe you could, and somehow it came up that maybe she could kill her husband.
Yeah, it did.
And it turns out that he's a Metro detective, and apparently all of his buddies thought that that was really, really funny.
Uh-huh.
And he heard about it for a good portion of the day yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So, Steve, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But listen, man, you know, I'm just saying, maybe you don't see what we see. You know, these are possibilities.
True.
So choose wisely, Ryan, on who you take with you to the John Wick experience.
That would be my wife.
Yeah.
Just saying, bro. Just saying. Uh-huh. That's all. All right. Have a good weekend.
She's a huge.
Oh, go ahead.
You too.
She's a what?
She's a huge Keanu Reeves fan. So
yeah.
Perfect. I don't know if he'll be there, but you never know. It's Vegas.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm just saying. Listen, we'll see you on Monday. Ryan Kessler of Red Rock, our brand new champion. Woo! On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. 8.5 KLUC Friday morning with the Chet Buchanan Show. Adrian has a question on the last question on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
What do you want?
It was about Jessica Simpson and you said Dukes of Hazzard,
uh-huh.
Something or other. What was your?
Yeah, did you use the final phrase before he answered? Was it peeing?
Yes, Jude.
Say it again. I missed it.
Okay, so the full question was. The singer best known for her role in Dukes of Hazzard admitted to peeing her pants this week while performing on the Today Show. What's her name?
Okay.
But it sounds insane, and that's why I clicked on it. I was like, gross. But then she was saying, and then a couple artists have admitted to this as well, and then I was like, oh my God, I think I have two.
Yeah.
She was going for the high note.
Yes.
Had a little bit too much water.
1 million.
She was out there.
Yep.
Went for the note. She had a couple babies, and she peed a little bit. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I've had close
Makes
calls.
Makes sense. Yeah, same. I think it happened to me last week.
When you're doing a sporting event, you can't just leave.
No.
If you're the announcer of sport, and I do, mine's a little vocal gymnastics, you know, on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I got caught in one of those situations.
Yeah.
And you're saying you too?
Yeah, dude. Well, the same muscles that you have to hold it,
yeah,
you have to use to sing or yell or cheer. So I was like, Jessica, why are you saying this? And then I was like, oh, no. You know what? Relatable.
And the other thing is bathrooms are not easy to come by.
True. In the middle of Times Square for the Today Show? Uh-huh. Where are you going to go?
Right?
Yeah. She's like, forget it. I'll just go right here.
I was even talking about it at the arena. We don't have...
Oh, yeah.
So they moved us up to the...
Not me at Times Square.
Well, they... Same. But no, you're right.
Yeah.
But they moved us up to the press bridge a couple of years ago. And we thought, oh, this is great. Because you used to have to go... You used to have to try and fight your way through a line, you know, between periods.
Yeah.
And that's not happening.
You don't have time for all that.
So I learned that if you went four floors down, if you grabbed an elevator and went four floors down, it was easy pickings down at the arena level. But you couldn't always get the elevator. So they moved us up to the press bridge, and I was like, oh, this is great.
Ugh.
We have private bathrooms. This will be fine. There's four of them.
No!
Four. Two on each end.
And there's always someone in it.
And there's and it's always the stinky old guy.
Oh, I hate that.
It's bad. It's really
bad. Yeah, dude. Listen, we get it. You and I get it. I will tell you the funniest thing about my mother-in-law is when she laughs really hard, she's like, oh, I gotta go pee. So sometimes she'll like race to the bathroom and then you'll hear her giggling by herself in the bathroom. And it's the cutest, most ridiculous thing. She's like, oh, I'm gonna pee, ha ha. And then she's just laughing alone in the bathroom by herself. Well, okay, that got weird. Didn't need to say all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... Yes.
Got it.
Yes, you're right. Harry Styles has a new side quest. Ooh, is it another brand of celebrity tequila? No. But I almost wish it was.
Uh-huh.
Ride with me here for a second on this one. It's 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show. Is Harry Styles the Gwyneth Paltrow of pop music? Is that an accurate...
Oh, maybe.
Harry's an interesting cat.
Yeah, he's like a fluid guy.
Announced a new brand yesterday called Pleasing Yourself, which is exactly what you think it is.
Okay.
They announced two new products. if you'll allow me to navigate this, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to get fired, let it be because
now, Liz, please do. Let it happily be. Sitting silent over here.
when I saw this story, I thought this is something Michaela would probably like to write a question about for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
And I was like, I'm not even touching it.
Literally. Not even. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to smell it. I don't.
Nothing. I'm good. No, not important.
I don't want to sniff.
I like my job. I'm good.
So Harry has a new, brand new, little new side quest called Pleasing Yourself. Two new products. One is a double cider.
A double. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With batteries.
Oh, good.
And the other is $25 lube. It's premium and FDA approved silicone based.
$25?
That's what I'm saying. Who, like, literally.
Harry, get over it.
Yeah, like, literally.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, I will say, though, this is on brand for him because I love the song Watermelon.
Yeah, Watermelon Sugar, sure.
Never knew what it was about until a couple of months ago. Oh, and then I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Makes sense.
You've been so many places. And you've done so many things.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know. I asked myself the same thing. I'm like, how did you not know that?
It's so funny. It's just funny to me. These products, according to the press release, these products are designed to help you explore sexual wellness.
Oh, good.
Through a lens of emotional depth, cultural fluency, joy and pleasure, and genuine care. This is very Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop to me.
100%.
Why does everything have to be a profound spiritual journey?
I know. I'm like, just say it or spray it, babe. Like, enough. My
when
God.
It comes to that, though.
I'm sorry. What did you just... Why? 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 No. Why?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you have something to add? Because it...
Well, so I went on the website to try to purchase it, and it's not available, but you can't pre-order it, but it says coming soon, notify me when it comes out. So I entered the email of your guys' email. So
what are you doing?
Shep Buchanan Show.
So when it comes out, you guys will have the link.
No, you're a good friend.
Phew. I was worried.
You're both welcome.
Yeah. Amy and Lisa are going to be like, why did you guys order this? We're like, I swear we didn't. It wasn't us. It was Adrian.
I had a friend that was their favorite prank, is they would go and just sign you up for different
hilarious.
Mailing lists. 177-second survey on the way with a $25 gift card to Pleasing Yourself by Harry Styles. And I'm joking. Honest to God, somebody will sue.
Now we're getting fired.
He said it. Yeah, that's what we'll get fired for. None of the rest of this we'll get fired for. He said that they were giving away a prize and we didn't approve it. Fire him.
$25 gift card to Pleasing Yourself.
So I have to fork over $25.
Go please yourself.
You know what? If that's what, great. We'll sign you up for it too.
Yeah.
We'll sign you. So we'll put your email in for Pleasing Yourself.
Yep.
For when the products are available.
Mm-hmm.
And Monster Jam tickets. Monster Jam. Freestyle Mania at Thomas and Mack Center. Saturday, August 2nd. Your tickets with the 177-second survey coming up. By the way, Michaela.
Yeah.
You know that Raising Cane's over there, Boulder Highway and East Lake Mead? They're at the busy intersection.
Yeah.
Did you hear who was working the drive-thru yesterday?
No.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my. Yes. I saw social media. Yes, duh.
Now, I don't want to say anything. Today's National Chicken Finger Day.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends from Raising Cane's are coming by in about an hour.
Yes.
Wouldn't shock me if they were accompanied by their newest drive-thru window worker. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's not. We are all going to find out at 9 o'clock this morning.
I have my makeup bag in the car and I'm going to need some time. Chep Buchanan, I may need to put a
Are you going to run off with Snoop Dogg?
Maybe. I don't know.
Doll yourself up.
We're way too short. Yeah, we don't even know this. Anyway.
Wait, what?
Snoop Dogg's so tall and Michaela's so short.
No, I don't want to run off with him. I just want to look cool.
I think he likes him a little.
Michaela, you are cool. But
well,
I
don't
you.
Like
yeah, you're cool.
Snoop, okay? I like Lisa Pittman. I just want to look cool with my mascara on.
What are we, in third grade? I don't like him. I like her.
He has cooties.
What are we in third grade? I like my wife.
Oh, okay.
Well, of course you've got to say that.
Do your thing, girl.
Yeah.
Salute.
Thank you.
Hey, you. Yeah, good. Sounds like you're protesting a lot.
Way to be loyal.
Just saying. Sounds like you're really...
yeah. An attitude on a Friday.
Yeah, sure. No, but you know what I mean. Like, you're just like, you know, you're being awfully defensive.
Does it? It's because I'm low-key so excited.
Well, and also you've had 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
God bless you. All of Michaela's singer buddies are in town for Kelly Clarkson and for Beyonce. And so they all came to Nowhere Lounge last night.
Uh-huh.
Is it Nowhere Lounge?
Yeah.
They all came and sang. Finally, at 2 o'clock, Michaela had to look at him and go, guys, I got to go.
Uh-huh.
I was supposed to leave 4 hours ago. You know what I mean? And she finally is like, I got to be somewhere at 6 a.m.
Yeah, and then she gets to work and their coworker's calling her short. So I apologize, Michaela.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It's facts.
It's true.
It's facts. 177 second survey. Who's on the phone, sir?
That'll be Jennifer Beltran from South Point.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Good morning. To be honest with you, can we all agree? I'm really happy that Southwest, are we all happy that Southwest is going to assign seats? Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Michaela, you're happy. Adrian, yeah. Are you happy?
I'm not.
You're not happy. Mm-hmm. You like being able to choose and...
Yeah, but having to pay for seats and luggage is always just teased me
off.
Oh,
that.
So.
Yeah, that. But you know what? That's every airline. Yeah. Kinda.
And now it is.
It happened again, though, and I don't know... I've seen it happen on... planes with assigned seats, but it gets taken care of a lot easier. We were in Illinois last week, so we're flying home on Southwest from Chicago. Flew out of Midway. It was just easier. This mom asks this guy, like two rows in front of me, if he would switch seats. Her kid was sitting on the aisle. He was A boarding group. She was B, and I think she tried to weasel her way up, and they told her no.
Wow.
And made her go back.
What?
But then, yeah. But then, because here's the deal. He was not a child. He looked like a grown man.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So then she asks this guy who's also sitting on the aisle. So they're aisle, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
She asks this guy if he'll switch so she can sit next to her kid. And he would have had to have taken the middle seat. And he said no. And she cussed him out low key, like then started walking away. And then she called him an a-hole and said he must not like kids.
Oh, that's and not cool.
And everybody else was just kind of like, lady, stop it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I don't think that, and obviously, and again, kid was a grown man. He was probably 14.
Yeah.
And they were taking some sort of basketball trip, something.
Sure.
Because he had logos and everything. Yeah. And there were other guys wearing the same stuff he was wearing.
Yeah, but it's not that guy's fault that he sat down and that you have your kid and you guys have been separated.
Is that how you feel, Jennifer?
I feel a little sad about that as a mother with children, and I'm known to skip lines. but I would do anything for just generosity.
But apparently you wouldn't. Because the right thing would be to get the boarding pass so you can board at the same time as your kid. That would be the right thing.
But what if I got my ticket afterwards because I didn't know if
that's
I could
not how it works.
Or
everybody well, everybody gets the boarding passes at the same time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think there's different circumstances for different people sometimes.
Yeah.
Not everyone is entitled. I don't think she had the right to cuss them out. 100%.
Yeah, because I feel you. Like, if it were me, it doesn't matter. I would have switched seats. I really don't care. I'm also, like we said, short, so I can fit anywhere.
You're little.
I'm
you're
like,
little. You could be in the...
I'll take the middle. I hear that. If it were... I'd be like, oh, go
Adrian,
ahead.
Adrian, are you switching seats? By the way, I'm probably not. I mean, if it was early in the game and there was still another aisle seat... But listen, I'm also 6'2", 200 and change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so,
I like it. I got it. In fact, honestly, I don't have to have an aisle seat, but it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you like to stretch those legs.
It's not even that. I just
the window.
Yeah, I just need a little space.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. In fact, I keep my legs folded up underneath me, which is another story. That's another bit for another time. Adrian, would you switch?
No,
No.
Especially if I paid for the seat. Nope, nope.
Well,
nope.
If you paid, that's another story. Southwest, you're just...
I'd still act like I paid and say, no, sorry, can't.
Adrian.
Who paid what?
What if they paid you?
Who paid?
Ooh, if they offered you like $100.
Oh, she offers me. Yeah, now we're talking. She offers me money, yeah, that's a way different story. That's a different. Yeah. That's a different negotiation. Yeah. That's way different than cussing somebody out and going, "You must not like kids. You're an a-hole." And what? Yeah.
Agreed.
Good one, Jen.
So let me guess, you're taking your kid, and the reason why you called in was so you could take your kid to Monster Jam.
Yes, I have a little baby, and I call her Monster. She is so sweet, but I love her boundaries. I totally respect them.
Yes.
And yes, but
how did that come up? How old is this child that you're respecting their boundaries?
She's a year and a half, but I have a 20-year-old, a 17, and then...
And you don't care about
them.
And then
the baby.
You don't care about their boundaries?
And then the baby.
Do you care about the... You
no,
care about
I,
the,
my 17 and 20-year-old, they were perfect. This one, the third child.
Giving you a run for your money.
All right. Well, have fun deciding which one you like the best.
I'm so excited to take her. She's going to be so, like...
The 18-month-old?
So in all of it.
The 18-month-old?
Right over. So she's almost 20 months.
Okay, so that's the one... We're awfully specific right now. The
I don't count like that. 36
I understand.
Months.
Yeah, year and a half. So you're taking the year and a half to Monster.
Yes.
I think overstimulated is the word you're looking for, but it'll be good.
She's gonna enjoy it so much.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, good.
I am too. It's great day,
you definitely will.
Yes, I love Monster. Right.
Hang on 1 second. It's great.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It was a funny spin, wasn't it? Just where it just kind of took itself.
Passion, take you places.
Hey, remember how what was his name? Call Me Brett. Got in trouble because he couldn't remember the girl's name.
Yep.
Remember him?
Yes.
We've inspired Lily. Lily said, "I didn't really know what to do. Then I heard you guys talking to that guy." And then now I need you to help me get out of a lie. And I'm not quite sure we can do it.
Okay.
Usually I come in with a plan and I kind of see a way through. I don't know about this one.
Okay.
Relationship rehab, maybe a little tougher than we need it to be for a Friday, but we'll take a good swing at it next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me out there.
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:08 on Friday morning, 25th day of July, 2025. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. I don't know if Snoop Dogg's coming in at 9. I don't think he is.
Fine.
If y'all who are listening are half as much in a frenzy as my dear, dear friends and cohorts are right now. Michaela actually went and put on makeup. And it was funny. I was like...
Well, I haven't put on makeup yet, but I am at least thinking about it. I did a swipe of mascara, honestly, just for you this morning.
That was before I knew Snoop.
But,
no, thank you.
No, it's really just from last night's
makeup.
But we're... Well, I'm
she's
give
had
it a,
2 hours of sleep. And it's,
yeah.
But no, but she'd just taken off down the hall. Mm-hmm. And I said something. I don't remember what it was.
You said, "Fine, don't sit with me."
Oh, that's right.
And I said,
"Talking."
You said, "Go fake it like you're going to the bathroom."
Yeah, she's faking like she's going to the bathroom
because
she
really
just didn't want to sit with me. She goes, "I'm going to look at myself in the mirror."
Exactly.
Which was really funny. And then while you were gone, Adrian kind of tore me a little bit of one, not a lot of one. Not a lot of one, but he's very upset. If in fact Snoop Dogg was to come in, that we were not given advance warning so that we could have proper video capabilities available.
Yeah, man. Content.
Why can't we just use this camera that's looking at me right
content
now?
Content is king. Because then it'd be weird. Because then it would just be, we'd have the POV of Snoop Dogg, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But we have the ability to have cameras on everyone. Had we known. Just a little fair warning.
I made it up. I don't know if he's
coming in. I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah, but now I trust you. Now I feel like you know something we don't know.
I need you to understand. I love to yell.
Look me in my eyes and tell me you were just kidding. look me in my eyes and stop laughing. It's making you look more guilty. Why are you laughing?
I can't.
Why is your face turning red?
Because I don't know.
Yeah, right. You can't lie to save your life.
That's what I used to say.
You can't lie to save your life.
You know I'm an agent of chaos.
No.
You know I am.
No.
You know this is what I do. Mm-hmm. I look at things, and I go, Snoop Dogg was in town yesterday.
Yep.
At Raising Cane's. Yeah. They're celebrating National Chicken Finger Day. And then they're, you know, because that's today. Okay, A plus B equals W. You know what I mean? Like, is it 2 + 2 = 9? And maybe, just maybe, Snoop Dogg is going to be running around with Raising Cane's today. And surprise, look what we did. It'd be awesome.
Chet, when was the first time you found out Snoop Dogg was coming into studio today?
When I made it up 7 minutes ago. When I made it up in my head that it's possibly happening.
I feel like you're a manifester, though. I feel like you say things and then it does happen.
Sometimes.
A lot of times.
And I'm on one right now. I'm on a streak.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even tell you. When we left for vacation,
yeah,
I hit in the B gates at Harry Reid. I hit that thing for $400.
What?
Yeah.
The slots?
A Wheel of Fortune, yeah.
Chet!
It's a lot of chicken tenders.
Yeah, it is. Fortune.
Yeah. I did. That's amazing. I'm hot right
now. Know a lot of people that hit slots in the airport.
I'm white hot. Y'all got to get in the Chet Buchanan business. I'm white hot right now.
Way to go.
I'm just saying.
So Snoop Dogg's for sure coming in.
And if he doesn't...
I'd love to tell you that I regret saying something, but I don't.
Yeah,
because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Should we get relationship rehab out of the way?
Yeah.
So we have plenty of room when Snoop Dogg comes in at 9.
Exactly. So I have time to do my makeup.
Maybe. Lily, this is great. Lily says, by the way, Naked Gun screening. 4 tickets for the screening on Monday.
Oh, let's go.
For Naked Gun.
Can Cody I just Rhodes, say they're baby? Also like rumoring, maybe it's not rumors anymore, that Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson are like fully in love. And I'm so here for the ship. Like,
yeah, that'd
I
be cool.
Love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also heard Snoop Dogg might be at the screening. I don't know.
Chet,
I'm just
I
saying.
Swear to God.
And I also heard, here's what I also heard, that Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson might be at the screening on Monday. I don't know. It's not confirmed.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
We'll see what happens.
So annoying, I swear to God.
I'm annoying. I didn't do it. I just. Fine. Something to think about. That's a little inside. That's me. That's me and my buddy Miko over there. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. So Lily says this is going to sound a little bad. But I was inspired by you guys helping that guy out who forgot the name of the girl he was dating earlier this week.
Yeah.
I need help getting out of a lie that has spiraled way too far. About 3 years ago, I started telling a friend that I had developed food allergies / intolerances so that I could just bring my own food when we did dinner at her place. The truth is, I'm not allergic to anything. And the only thing I'm intolerant of is the way that her cat freely walks all over the kitchen counters while she's preparing food. It grossed me out big time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to insult her or make it awkward. So I made up the allergy excuse.
No, I feel this.
Well, and keep in mind, and I circled this when I was reading through, when I was making notes, I circled this. Keep in mind, this lie has been going for 3 years.
God.
3 years.
How?
Well, says Lily, she's been so sweet about it ever since. And she's constantly asking me about ingredients, double checking labels. She's doing everything she can to make things safe for me, quote unquote safe, safe for me. I feel awful every time it comes up. I never thought the lie would have this much staying power, 3 years. And now I have no idea how to backtrack without looking like a completely awful person.
Seriously?
She used the word terrible. Without looking like a terrible person. I still don't want to eat anything prepared in her house. Mm-hmm. The cat on the counter situation has not improved. But I also don't want to keep pretending I break out in hives over gluten and dairy or whatever else I said back then.
Yeah, what does that look like, the fake? Does she like explosive, wheeze, start itching?
So Lily says, do I come clean? Is there a gentle way to phase out the lie without hurting her feelings or outing myself as a cleanliness snob? Help me, please. Signed, Lily, which may or may not be her real name. Could be Snoop Dogg for all I know. But
3 years, dude.
3 years.
And
I got to be honest. I'll put my vote in right now. Lily, you're stuck.
Yeah, I agree.
To me, that's where I'm at. But let's...
Uh-huh.
Dude. Naked Gun screening tickets, four of them for you if you're caller 25, 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Ah, this is, man. And how many times have you heard me in the last, you and I have worked together now doing this show for a year and a half?
Yep.
Now, how many times have I tapped out on a relationship rehab? None.
None.
I always got something.
Always.
Yeah. I'm
feeling you deeply on this.
I'm dead end. And it's not just because it's Friday. It's just, I literally, when I looked at this, I went, can't wait to see what these guys come up with. You know, you, Adrian, listeners.
Listen, I'm the biggest truth teller. I don't believe in telling lies or keeping secrets.
Too late.
Kind of.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Too late. That's, I'm with you. And it's in, and... Listen, I'll bend it every once in a while just to make it work. But yuck, you get caught. You just get caught. It's easier. It sucks, but you got to rip the Band-Aid off.
But if you've made it 3 years, like it's too long, too long.
But this, who are we starting with, Adrian?
We'll start with Neil.
Neil, line two?
Yes, sir.
Neil! Okay. So, yeah, Lily's got her thing. Her friend likes to make dinner. Lily says, I'm going to bring my own food. She's not allergic to anything. She's not intolerant of anything. But she is told this big, twisted, layered lie because she doesn't like the fact that her friend's cats walk on the counter. And
I don't either.
If you have cats, that's part of the game, by the way. And then you clean off the counter and you know.
Oh, is that a thing they do? They just like walk around?
It's really funny. Can I tell you something really funny?
Yeah.
My wife keeps the cutting boards on the counter because that's where she cuts stuff.
Yeah.
And then yells at the cat for walking on the cutting boards. And I always think it's funny every time. Every time I think it's funny. And by the way, she's just now hearing about this.
Yeah.
That I noticed this and this what's happening. Oh. And I hope she doesn't change a thing because it's funny to me. And I chuckle inside every time. She's like, get stupid cat paws off of the cutting board. And I think... It's a cat.
The cat's just catting, babe.
They don't know what he's doing. Yeah. Why don't you move the cutting board?
Yeah.
Do your thing.
That's hilarious.
It's great. And then she washes the cutting board and we start all over again.
Yeah, great.
And it's like, it's awesome. And I love it. Neil, it says on my screen that we need to keep up this lie.
Yeah, this is Vegas, right? Well, first of all, good morning, right? I mean, this is Vegas. Like, we're all in, right? I mean, when you put your poker, you got your cards, you got your chips in, like, there's no coming back from 3 years. So it sounds like, and I got more of the story. So it sounds like, you know, he wants to keep this relationship, so he's going to have to come up with a good one. I think we extend this falsehood to, I've been to the allergist, and I got some great news, and got a solution for all these things that I've been eating. But the one thing that the allergist pointed out to me is, I'm really allergic to cat hair. So we've really got to take a fine-tooth comb to what's going on with cat hair. Boom! Solution.
We found out it's not the food and the other stuff.
It's
the cat.
This was a genius. The end.
How did I not? I'm embarrassed.
Same.
Neil, that I didn't think of that. I'm Neil.
Yeah, Neil.
And how long have you lived here?
I lived here 12 years, man. And okay, I tell you what, in those 12 years, the allergies in this town are out of control.
Oh, that so too. True.
But I was also, usually people who've lived here for a while don't go, hey, this is Vegas. We're all in. Roll the dice. Usually people who've lived here for a while don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't play that.
Yeah.
They don't play. I got fired. We were talking earlier about CNN. I got fired. They just haven't asked me back. I used to be a panelist on a lot of those shows all the time. And this one guy one day was going all in on Vegas tourist sayings to the point of where I really didn't even know what he was talking about. It was so deep on that. He was calling a $100 chip a cranberry or something like that. I went, bro, I live here. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude, I've never heard that.
Never heard it before in my life. And he was like, what? How could you not live there? And I'm like, I've lived here a long time, dude. And they were like, yeah, we're not going to ask you back. On the show.
They didn't want to ask you back?
Yeah, they were not asking me back because I didn't play along with the host.
Yeah, but...
Which I get.
Never heard cranberry in my life.
I came by it, honestly. I didn't like the guy very much anyway. It was money. Neil, really good job. Are we done here?
I think so.
Is our work
what
done
else
here?
Is there to say?
Yeah, say it's the cat.
Yeah.
Everybody
and
else...
And viva Las Vegas.
Irene said... Hang on, Neil. Hang on one second. What's he going to? Oh, have fun at the Naked Gun screening. Say hi to Snoop Dogg.
Awesome.
Oh, my God, Chet.
I will.
Hang on one second. If he's there, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, Elaine, you say Lily's got to come clean and tell?
Yes, yes, yes. Or bring your dog. Bring a dog over
there.
Bring
a dog.
Yeah, it's more animals.
Yeah, that's funny. Just fight it
have
out.
A good weekend. Irene, you say she's got to come clean and tell.
Okay, first of all, you don't play with someone's cat. They're going to pick their cat over you if they're allergic.
Right.
Okay, so you need to say she's allergic to keratin, and that's a protein that humans and cats cannot fully digest, and that's what cat hair is primarily made of, keratin. So she's not allergic to the cat. She's allergic to the keratin in the hair.
I hear that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. All right. Isn't that still saying you're allergic to the cat?
Yeah, but just getting more specific, right?
Cannot digest the cat hair, and that's we went to all these hospitals, and they said, "Oh, it's just keratin. You're not allergic to the cat."
Oh, okay. So that the cat's feelings aren't hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, because you don't want the bald cat.
You know what? You don't want to hurt the cat. You don't want to hurt the cat's feelings.
That's not the cat's fault the cat has hair.
It's not the cat's.
That's right.
It's not the cat. Okay, I got it.
We have child boundaries.
I was just saying, yeah.
What is going on?
Cats with hair and feelings.
Earlier hour, what does she play? The 177-second survey. And she said her 18-month-old, her year-and-a-half-year-old baby had boundaries.
Yep.
She loved, and we were like, the kid doesn't talk, but all right.
Yep.
And then now we don't want to hurt the cat's feelings.
Cats with feelings.
It's
I like
very,
it.
It's a super soft Friday show.
Yes.
Can I throw some into this?
Wait, hang on one second. But Michael, you say we're stuck. You say it's she's stuck. You can't even use the I'm allergic to your cat.
Well, I love that idea. And if it's keratin, whatever it is, because what I was thinking is she could go over there, and if she could capture the cat, and if it's only one, she could hold the cat while the buddy makes the meal. Or invite her over to your place, and hey, why don't you cook over here? Because, I want a drink tonight or something.
That's going to be the answer. Is you're just never going to have, you're never going to have a meal at your friend's house again unless you keep up the lie.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. There's no way to protect her feelings and not continue
or the cat's
lie.
Feelings.
Or the cat's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Or
blend the lie.
Yeah. No, you're right. Michael, have a good weekend. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Michael.
In honor of Hulk Hogan, thank you, brother. Just wanted to get that in. Yeah, or somehow, when I heard keratin at first, I was like, why are you allergic to Carrot Top? And none of that made sense to me.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
What did we decide? Oh, are we going with the cat thing? Are we going with allergic to the cat?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I thought so.
Or unless you're just going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you're just going to continue with the lie.
Yeah. I say just go with the keratin cat hair.
Fine. By the way, much love to everybody who's, I really don't think Snoop Dogg is coming. But there are a number of people who are like, what are you doing to me? I have an appointment at 9 o'clock.
I know you guys.
I have to go into work at 9 o'clock.
I know.
And I want to find out if Snoop Dogg's going
to
be
there. No, he's done this to us, you guys. Don't worry.
I didn't do it.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I didn't.
Thanks, Chet.
Thanks, Chet.
Appreciate you.
And now if he doesn't come, we're going to be so sad and disappointed.
Well, prepare for that.
It's going to be a terrible weekend. I don't know what to prepare for. My emotions are all over the place.
Prepare to be sad and disappointed. Because I'm just making things up in my head.
Look me in my eye one more time and tell me what's happening.
I'm looking you in your eye. I don't think, I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
I don't, because
why are you laughing?
Because I honestly don't know what's going
to
happen.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Usually when I see things and they say, this is the perfect thing for the da-da-da, and I'm like, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
I'm always a little skeptical.
Sure.
I think this is genius. They were looking for the perfect gift for kids. So agree or disagree, confirm or deny. This makes perfect sense. We overthink this stuff. The person who ended up writing the article stumbled on this by accident. She needed a last second gift for her friend's son's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know how old, but kid. Friend's son's birthday, didn't have time to pick something out. She grabbed a Kit Kat because she knew the kid loves Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Because they'd had a conversation at Halloween.
Love it. Love that.
Grabs a Kit Kat, wraps a $20 bill around it, and she was really worried that it was going to look lame, that it was dumb, it's going to be boring.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be all these real gifts. And then, oh, great, Michaela, Auntie Mika,
uh-huh,
brought me $20 in a candy bar. He kind of tore through the video games and the other, you know, just went through it. He screams out. He gets to the Kit Kat wrapped in a 20.
Uh-uh.
Screams out, money and candy? The parents, the kid's parent texted later on and said it was his favorite gift, and they appreciated it because it wasn't just another toy for them to have to clean up after and whatnot. So it is now her go-to gift for all birthdays, Christmases, and everything in between for every person in her life, 18 and under. The best part is it basically requires no thought and basically zero effort.
Love it.
Confirm or deny. 20. A 20 and a candy bar. Greatest gift ever or no?
Confirm.
Right? Are you not going to steal this from now on?
I love it. Listen, I got my niece. She's 8. And I got her a couple of years ago these Chomp beef jerky sticks. Like, I like grabbed them and I was like, here, tell, like, love you. She loved it.
Yep.
She loved those beef jerky sticks. We still eat them. Like, kids are easy, but also...
But yeah, so
you love
worried.
A favorite snack. Like, that's good.
I'm interested to hear what Adrian would say.
Yeah.
Because I know with Sire, who's 6, would 20 in a candy bar do it for you? Or would he just be like,
He'd be all right. Is it the money? I don't know how he'd react to a single $20 bill.
Right,
but
the money,
I will say,
the money's not important to him yet, and he loves video games and all that other stuff.
Yeah, because it's 20. I don't know if he has that concept. As a matter of fact, when I left to Dallas, I had a conversation with Sire, and I said, "Hey, Sire, I'm going to be gone for a few days. It's just going to be you and Mom. You're the man of the house now." And then we were sitting by the table, and I said, "Because you're the man of the house, I went to Chase and I got $100, and I told them to give it to me in singles."
Stop.
And then they put the little thing in it, and then I said, put it in an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
So, like Godfather.
Man style.
I pulled out the backpack, gave him the envelope. He's like, what the hell is this? Opened it up. He saw all the $100. He's like, Dad, I am the man of the house now and rich.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you could have broke down a 20. What again?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 903 Friday, 25th day of July, 2025. Kind of funny.
What?
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. So I happen to note that today is National Chicken Finger Day.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends from Raising Cane's were going to come by, right?
Were?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
They're not. They were coming at 9. It's 9:03. Usually you're here early. You know what I mean? They're here early to be on time.
But we can smell them coming because obviously.
In theory.
Yeah.
So I just happened to notice that yesterday Snoop Dogg was in town at the Boulder Highway, Lake Mead, you know, out in Hendo.
Oh, yeah.
And he was at the Raising Cane's working the drive-thru. So I just said, well, wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
If Snoop was coming with Cane's.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen. But you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, strangely, wouldn't that make a whole lot of sense, though?
Yes.
For them to be late?
Yes.
If, in fact, they were waiting for Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yeah. Yes, it would make sense. That would make perfect sense.
So I'm willing to give this a couple more minutes just to see what's going on.
How many more minutes?
How many you want? 9, 10? Want to give him another song? Yeah. Want to give him 2 songs? How many songs? How many songs you get him? Okay, let's vote right now. How many songs you want to do? 1 song or 1 song and now 2?
2 songs.
2 songs now, 2 songs now. Somebody say 3. 3, 3.
3 songs. I'm willing to tell my family I'm not going to see them today.
Not doing 3 songs.
I'm willing.
I'm not doing three songs.
No? We'll be here all day.
I mean, the show doesn't end till 10, but you know, let's not. Let's not let
let's not let that
stand in the way.
All right. How many songs are you willing to give?
2 songs ago. 5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. All right.
I mean, if it's Snoop.
Yeah.
If we knew. Now this goes back to, for the record. So I joked around earlier when I first said this and everybody went, whoa. And Michaela, because she knows me, was going, you know something. And I'm like, no, I swear.
I still feel like you do.
I would have told you. I would have. I feel like by now you may have told me,
but I was giving up hope. But then you just brought it back up again when you were like, doesn't that make sense? They're late. And then I was like, bing, 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 bing,
bing. I do love a good surprise.
I know.
I love a surprise.
And you do surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like to keep it spicy.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. I'll give it a couple songs. I'm going to wait here with my mascara.
Go check your makeup.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the bathroom, look at myself again.
For those that don't know, we have studio windows that look out to the parking lot. And now everyone who's walking by our building, we're just in disgust if it's not Snoop.
What? There's a car.
And those people are actually like people we work with. We're like, oh, God.
Car I don't recognize parked in the loading zone. It's not an SUV.
What is it?
It's like a luxury car.
What color is it?
But that could be the Cane's guy.
But he would have come in already.
So I made a phone call. And I said, hey, what's going on?
Good.
Are we doing this?
Did anybody answer?
I called the guy and he didn't answer. And I don't know. I was like,
wait, which guy? The Cane's guy or Snoop?
Yeah, but if the Cane's guy with Snoop Dogg, they may be doing other activities just because that's how Snoop rolls.
Which, again, you mean to get it ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that brings you.
Ways to get ready.
Yeah.
Have I told the story the first time that Snoop was at KLUC back at the old building over at Sahara and Rainbow?
Can only imagine how it smelled in there.
The pink palace of love.
My God.
There at Marbella is what they call it now. And so all of the AC ducts were kind of attached.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had people that did like business stuff. It was a 2-story building. We were on the top floor. The people who did the business stuff were down on the bottom floor. And apparently Snoop and his guys had gone into the bathroom that was outside and prepared, as you were saying. They prepared for the, you know, for the radio appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And so Snoop comes in, and apparently it was quite fragrant downstairs, and somebody comes busting upstairs and going, "Who smoked out in the bathroom?" And Snoop just kind of grins, and he goes, "It's Snoop D-O-double-G."
Yes! That was...
That's why. So that's why every time, that's what I say.
I love it.
Snoop D-O devil.
Well, listen, I also have one more question for you to add to this conspiracy of Snoop.
Okay.
Our manager, our boss came in, Gina, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Hey guys, we're getting new furniture.
With the new furniture.
For your waiting room."
Yeah, for our green room.
And the furniture is here.
Yeah.
It looks gorgeous,
still
by
the way.
Still
got the tags on it.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Did they do that because they knew the arrival of Snoop was happening?
Yeah, had to happen yesterday to make sure for today.
That's right. And it's here. Mm. And we sat on it.
Sure.
It looks good.
Oh, I love it. God, I love a good conspiracy.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
I do.
Well, it's either going to be Snoop or Bob from Raising Cane's. We'll see.
Yeah. Either way,
either way they're
bringing
tenders, so I'm happy.
So are we down one more song we'll give them?
Yeah.
Well, you said two.
No, I said two, but that's until we talk for
that's
another 3 minutes.
Talked.
Well, hang on a second.
Kay.
If we're going to do this, then let's do it right. Let's see if we can summon. Let's see if we can summon the spirits.
Yeah. Ooh, I love this.
It's all about vibes and energy.
Yeah, you guys.
Right, Michaela?
Yes. 725-25. The numbers are right.
What?
25-25.
725-25.
25-25 meaning, hold on.
I don't think the company wants us to play gin and juice anymore.
It signifies transformation, new beginnings, and the power of manifesting your desires.
Period.
Through positive thinking and playing Snoop Dogg. Wow, it's crazy.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Okay,
Google
then let's.
AI.
Okay, we're taking it all the way back then. All
let's
the
go.
Way, all the way.
Time travel.
Back to the very, very beginning. Hang on, I have to make an adjustment. All right, and yeah. No? No.
Like, one more time. You want me to do it?
What's going on here?
Wind him up again.
No, I'm going to do it again. And go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, let's get back to it. Now, listen. Can you hear me? Adrian, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Listen, I had one job. I got listen, Chet's not in this studio right now, and I didn't want any white noise. Stop laughing. Stop. I was doing my best to be professional. I got nervous because Chet's not in here.
I get it.
Yet.
We're on Snoop Dogg.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. All I heard was white noise. Were you talking about
we're
me?
Back.
Were you talking about me?
I panicked because you weren't in the studio, so I turned the
mic
on.
Is that my name now? White noise?
Yeah. I didn't want there to be any white
you
noise.
Put them to sleep, dog. Oh, sorry.
Okay, good. Welcome back.
What were you talking about, white?
No, I didn't want there to be any noise.
Dead air?
Dead air.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't want any dead air.
Okay.
So I flipped on our microphones.
Yeah, of course.
To talk to the people.
No, that's great.
Because you weren't in here yet.
I still don't know what's happening.
I still don't know what's happening.
I went around the building. I thought I could make it in 4 minutes. Apparently, it takes a little longer than that.
I feel like you're up to something, and my heart is pounding.
I would love to tell you I was up to something.
And I would love to tell you that I trust you. I don't.
Why? What have I done to not earn your trust?
What have you done?
What have I done? Actually, flip that question. What have I done to earn your trust? You're right.
Well, first of all, your cheeks are rosy red, and you won't look at me in the eye without
I'm
laughing.
Horribly out of shape.
That's not what it is.
My cheeks are always
you're not a good red. Liar.
I'm a super good liar.
No.
In this case, I am not. I wish I could tell you I was lying. It literally, I've said, "Hey, what's up with Raising Cane's?" And it was like, and people are being as evasive with me as I'm being with you.
You're telling me no one is giving us a solid answer.
No.
And you expect me to believe that?
No. And the way it was all supposed to work was they were coming to us, whoever it was.
Uh-huh.
Was coming to us at 9, and then they were going to make their way through the building.
Yeah.
9:15, 9:30.
Yeah.
So, and it's already 9:16.
Yes.
So I don't.
And they're not even here.
No one is here, and no one knows. So I called the point person,
uh-huh.
or I texted them first. I said, "Are we still good for 9? No answer. I finally called, and it was like, "I'm not there yet, and I don't know if the person's outside the building," and there was like buck. It was kind of, they were passing the buck
yeah.
a little bit, like, "So-and-so's not there to greet them." And I went, No, they're here because I just seen them.
The person is here.
The
representative.
The chicken. No, our person is here.
Oh, okay.
And then they were like, well, we don't know if the other person is here, which I don't want to say their name anymore because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But I don't know.
Are the chicken tenders here?
This is what I say to you. There is nothing here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just
I'm kind of over it.
Just us and hope.
I'm kind of over it. No, much love. I got no pun intended. One love. I'm not trying. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to help.
Yeah. We're doing what we can.
Yeah.
I believe we've done what we could do.
Right.
Michaela's mouthing words at me from the other room. Are you mouthing? Are we in trouble?
Yeah.
Is that what you mouth?
Yeah.
God, we're good at this game.
That
oh,
was
that's
really
a game.
Good,
we
actually.
Should play that game.
I did ask that.
What does Fallon call that game?
A good one.
What does Fallon call that game?
I'm
where
not
you
sure.
Mouth, where you trying to understand what the other person's saying?
Like yeah, they got I know the game, but I don't know what it's named.
We're gonna put that's a pretty good game. We can play that game. Mm-hmm. Are we in trouble? No.
Oh, good.
No. Apparently there was.
You had a look on your face.
Well, because I feel bad for you, me, for all of us. Not only are we not getting Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
We're also not getting chicken.
Why?
Adrian's throwing stuff at me. I don't know if you can hear it.
I didn't bring lunch specifically.
Aww. Well,
I take national chicken.
Take it easy. Uh-huh. Take it easy. No, our good friends at Raising Cane's have been howling with laughter. And they go, we wish we'd have thought of it. We would have totally asked Snoop Dogg to come and see
us. Yes!
We totally would have done it. And they thought, here's literally what they thought. They didn't know they were supposed to be here. Apparently there was a communication glitch and they didn't realize that they were coming in. They just thought they were dropping off food today and that we were just going to acknowledge National Chicken Finger Day.
Oh my God, I love it.
And then in typical Chet Buchanan show fashion, we took this thing and run with it. Yeah, our imaginations run wild.
You know what, man? I had such a good time though with it.
But I'm literally, here's the funny part about all of this. Take it easy, bro.
What?
Adrian's.
I'm just in solidarity.
Adrian's personally injured by all of this.
I know he does.
Call Farhan Naqvi and get back to me.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg.
Adrian's all manner of just angry. Right now, it's like, bro, yeah. They're a client.
Where's those tendies?
And they're a client. They're good people. No, what's great? They're laughing about it because we're making a big deal. And they're so apparently there's been inter-office communication amongst Canes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, are we supposed to be doing something?
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. Because of this. Also, Michaela does know, and I don't know if you've been listening for the since 8 o'clock. I said, hey, Snoop Dogg was at the Canes at Boulder Highway and Lake Mead yesterday in Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And Raising Canes is supposed to be here at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm not saying Snoop Dogg's coming. I'm also not saying he's not.
Right.
Because that would make a lot of sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, Michaela, because she knows I love a good surprise, and also what is my one rule, we don't talk about stuff off the air that we could talk about on the air.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to ruin the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to ruin the, you know, you can't ever tell the story the same way the second time.
Yeah, you don't get the same reaction.
Yeah, all that. So Michaela's been going literally the whole, we would play a song and Michaela would go, are you effing with me?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
as I'm applying my third layer of lip liner.
Yeah, I'm like, Michaela, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm telling you that it's within the realm of possibility that Snoop Dogg will show up. I don't have confirmation.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, Adrian is scowling at me from the other room as well, going, you know, if Snoop Dogg really is coming, we should have cameras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should be ready. And we should be ready. And you know what? It's just, right. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm glad that Snoop Dogg would be coming. I go, use your phone. We have cameras available for a man of Snoop Dogg's caliber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's our producer. He's on it.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I'm glad somebody's fighting for the product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my heart rate spiked. And I guess I believe you.
No, this is it.
It's all
we got. It's not happening.
Happy National Chicken Tender
Happy
Day.
Happy National Chicken Finger Day.
Yep.
Happy National Chicken Finger Day. Go to Raising Cane's. Yes. God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Big communication, whatever.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Okay.
Do we want to play Beautiful, Snoop Dogg and Pharrell, or just, you know, just for fun? Or I'm sure the company doesn't want us playing nothing but a G thing, but I kind of want to.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I think we should.
Disappointed?
Yeah. No, we're ready.
I'm going to play nothing but a G thing. Happy
not gonna
Friday.
Lie, yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, it's highly possible that I'm only doing this story because this is a guy named Henry and he's got two R's. H-E-N-R-R-Y.
Oh.
Henry. And I thought it was a typo, and then it's like in here three, what,
they
four?
They made it very clearly. It's
four times. I'm like, nope, that's really the...
Oh, okay. Henry.
Speaking of people crashing out, it's what the kids say these
days. Yeah, I love it.
So Henry was trying to get in a workout. I'm doing this because I'm like, maybe you can relate to this.
Yeah, okay.
Because you spend time in the gym.
Totally.
I obviously have no frame of reference for this. He's 25 years old, Florida, obviously.
Yeah.
He's at a Planet Fitness. And they're like, hey, we're going to close here in a few minutes. Finish up what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that sent Henry into a full-on freakout. And right there in the middle of the gym, Henry took off all of his clothes.
Henry.
And then ran naked through the gym. At some point, when he got into the locker room, scrambled like a little spider monkey up onto a bench, onto the top of the lockers, and into the ceiling tiles.
Naked?
Full naked, which is really funny, too, because the video that I did see of this, they used the peach emoji
to
cover his naughty bits.
Uh-huh.
Crawled into the ceiling, knocked down a bunch of ceiling tiles, tried to start a fire in the bathroom.
For what?
So, of course... Then they went, okay, this is beyond what we can deal with. So they went to call the police. When the police showed up, they couldn't find Henry. They thought maybe Henry was still up in the ceiling. Henry was not. They located him inside of a tanning bed because Henry thought he would crawl in there and be undetected.
Yeah.
And they found him and they arrested him. And yes, he was still naked.
Yeah, meth is one... hell of a pre-workout.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder.
Yeah, dude.
Can you get high and work out?
Yeah. I mean, I don't personally know about meth. I know there's pre-workouts.
Right.
You know?
And maybe, you know what? Maybe he just found one that wasn't right for him.
Exactly.
So they got him for indecent exposure, arson, criminal mischief, providing false information to law enforcement. Yeah. But that might be... Honestly, if he goes, it's Henry with two R's, and they think that he's messing with them.
Totally.
Who knows? That charge may get dropped. I don't know. Unclear what set Henry off, or if he did, in fact, have substances in his system. But my guess is yes. And
yeah.
Maybe he went, well, I'm all out of pre-workout.
Yeah, let's try this.
Let's just smoke some meth.
Yeah. Got to get it in.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Some more you know before we go. My wife and I had a funny conversation the other night when we were leaving the Backstreet Boys show. We kind of weaseled our way down Koval. And we were kind of trying to work our way over towards the airport connector.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that didn't work out. And I said, well, let's go up Harmon and jump on the 15. You
sure.
know, that little entrance back mm-hmm. there that didn't used to be there.
Yeah.
And we're going by Planet Hollywood. And my wife all of a sudden went on a rant about how, why is it still Planet Hollywood? It should be Aladdin again. They should change it back to the Aladdin.
Oh.
And she goes, well, I don't know. Or I go, why? And she's like, I don't know. And then she goes, are there even any Planet Hollywoods anymore? And I went, oh my God, you're right. And then there's this.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have 60 locations worldwide. Cities all over the globe. Now there are only actually two Planet Hollywood like restaurants. The one at Times Square in New York. There's one at Disney World. And then the casino.
Oh my God. God, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, wow. So I forgot it was a whole thing.
I say save Planet Hollywood.
I say change it to Aladdin.
You and my wife are just fine. Yeah, fine. Great.
Yeah, God.
Side with her.
Yeah, you always do.
This, well, I was going to say that, and then I sounded like I was going to be a victim, and I didn't like it. You know, I don't like playing the victim.
Yeah, no victim mentality here.
I don't play the victim. Basketball in North Korea sounds like the old MTV Rock and Jock. Slam dunks are worth 3 points. Shots in the final 3 minutes are worth 8 points.
Whoa.
If you swish a three-pointer, you know, the ball doesn't hit the rim,
mm-hmm.
it's worth 4 points, and you lose a point for missing a free throw. Why? Just play, just do it.
Yeah.
Just play the game.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's done. Is it Friday? It sure is.
It should be.
Sure is.
Good.
It's Friday. It's done.
Let's go.
That was my idea.
Yeah.
I think we've done enough.
I think we've done everything.
Everybody have an amazing weekend. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian, what you got working?
We've got brand new episodes of Unlikely that we're working with because the new movie Happy Gilmore 2, it's out on Netflix now, premieres this weekend. We spoke to some of the cast, and we have those interviews available on Unlikely. You can search on YouTube, free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts, just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And if you want to see some clips, follow me on Instagram and TikTok as well at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll be singing at Delilah tonight.
Of course. And then Nowhere Lounge this weekend or no?
No, I'm doing some other fun stuff that does not have me at Nowhere Lounge this weekend.
Can you talk about the other fun stuff or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, we're going to do, I'm going to go to dinner with a girlfriend and Lisa on Saturday, tomorrow night.
I thought you had gigs. Usually this is the part where we plug our stuff.
I know. But no, I get to have like a fun weekend.
Oh, good. You get a weekend off.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's the funny thing, because we took, as faithful listeners of the show may know, we took a fairly long vacation not long ago,
mm-hmm.
but Michaela didn't really have vacation because she had gigs all the way through it.
Yeah.
And so now.
Yeah. So I'm going to just do a little play date with Lisa on Sunday.
All right. Well, listen, you've got the whole weekend to tell somebody that you love them that you haven't told in a while, because it's really important to do that. Maybe reach out to a friend that you haven't to in a minute and be a friend to somebody who could really use a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to change. You never know whose life you're going to save. And know this, great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.